This is Wealth Creator Radio, the show that brings you valuable information about securing a comfortable retirement. Your host, Eric Heckman, is a well-known speaker and certified financial planner, founder of the nonprofit Financial Knowledge Institute, and the author of Worry Less Wealth. Wealth Creator Radio, Eric Heckman.
Hi, welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. He's been that for 27 years now, and he's here to help you, give you his experienced advice on how to plan for a secure retirement. That's what Eric does. It's his passion to help retirees live a remarkable retirement, one with less worry. Eric, welcome.
Thanks, Len. And I think we got a lot of good stuff to talk about today.
As usual, right? Oh, yep. My gosh. Today, we're going to talk about something that happened at the very, very end of December 2019. And that was the Secure Act. Eric, tell us, what is the Secure Act?
Well, so this is a new law that, well, it's kind of a new law. It's officially a new law. It's been around for almost 2 years, and it finally got signed into law. The House had passed this in May, and then the Senate finally passed this as part of a spending bill to try to keep the government going here. So it finally did get signed into law just literally days before Christmas. So it didn't really get much press about what happened and what it is. And, and so that's one of the things that, you know, we need to talk more about, and just really understanding what is all in the Secure Act.
And that Secure Act is an acronym. Tell us what that acronym is, SECURE.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, the government always... They have to have some stupid name for every single law that they do. So it's setting every community up for retirement enhancement.
Ah.
I don't know exactly what retirement enhancement actually means. I don't know if they necessarily know what that means, but it made the acronym better. So
yeah,
you had to call it that.
It made it a word.
Yeah. So, so that's the silly thing about how the government runs. But so really what we're talking about here is, there's a couple things. A lot of it was focused on really businesses and saying, okay, hey, we're going to give you some tax benefits, or we'll let smaller companies set up retirement plans. So there's a lot of stuff that, you know, if you work for one of those companies and they finally end up doing something like that and adding more benefits to you, then hey, that's a great thing, right? For most of us, that doesn't really necessarily affect us, because you have to work at a company that didn't have a retirement plan that now will have a retirement plan because of this law, which... that's probably a pretty narrow group of people.
Mm-hmm.
But the big things it does affect is probably two different groups, or in a way the same group, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it really affects people later in, you know, retirement, when they're getting to that forced withdrawal age, that 70 and a half, where they have to take out money. And it also affects the beneficiaries. So that's why I say, in a way, it's kind of the same group of people that are being affected, but in a way not also, because
mm-hmm,
it's
right.
The beneficiary.
Mm-hmm.
So the big thing is, for, 30, 40 years now or something crazy, it's been 70 and a half. It's been a long time that we've always had 70 and a half as being our forced retirement age. So that's when you had to take money out of your retirement plan and finally pay the tax, because you said, hey, don't tax me now, tax me later. And later is defined as 70 and a half. Well, so what they did is they moved that to age 72. Now, the thing that kind of sucks for people who are just turned 71 already, too late.
You got to keep doing it.
And so it's not necessarily a big deal. It just means you have to start paying the taxes today. And if you don't need the money, then, you know, that sucks that you have to pay tax now. And then the other huge, huge deal, though, is the stretch IRA. That is gone, dead, and over with. Now, if somebody passed away and you inherited this in 2019, you still go under the old rules. But if somebody passes away from here on out, then if you inherit that IRA, if you're not the spouse, then what happens is you have to now take that money out 100% within 10 years. Now, it doesn't have to be every single year. It could be all in the 10th year. It could be some in the 5th, some in the 8th, whatever. You know, there's no rule about how you take it out. It just means, you know, if somebody dies in 2020, by 2030, that account's got to be liquidated.
And how did it used to be?
And so the old thing was the stretch IRA. So the old one was, say you inherited an account from, you know, your parent who passed away at 85, and you were 55. So you did this formula saying, okay, you looked up this chart and said, okay, if their age at the death and your age, you take out, you use this one set factor, and then you decrease that factor by one. So for most people, that may have been about a 30 to 40 years, you know, at least 20 years to, you know, up to, like I said, up to 40 years that you'd have to take that money out over. Now, of course, you could speed it up any time, but you didn't have to take it out very fast. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to look at the whole thing. Well, think about somebody who's 55. They're most likely in their higher earning years, you know, hopefully they're doing good in their career and, you know, trying to put a bunch of money away for retirement. And now they're having to pay taxes on all this money coming out of retirement, money that they're trying to put right back in.
Right. So they don't need it yet.
So, yeah. So it kind of sucks because they would have loved to have had that in their retirement, but now they have to cash it all in, pay tax on it, and then somehow try to get money for retirement themselves still. That's the harder part, you know, with this, and nothing we can do about it. Just means it's going to change how people inherit money and how people get money. It's really going to change the taxes on this a lot. And so one of the things that you have to really do is know some tax strategies for retirement. And, you know, we've actually come up with a report on that. It's about our 10 or 15 page report that just really goes over all the different tax things that you need to be paying attention to in retirement. And, you know, something free that we can send you. All you have to do is either text us or shoot us an email, and we'll send you a link for that. Again, if you want to get the tax report, just text the word tax to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com and request it directly there.
WealthCreatorRadio.com. That's Eric's website. Find all about Eric and his team at Heckman Financial there. Eric is a certified tax planner. He can help you with your taxes, your tax strategies in retirement, so you don't have to pay more in taxes. That's what it's all about. He can help you make those decisions. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We're so glad you joined us again today. Today, we're talking about what you need to know about the SECURE Act. What is it? How is it going to affect you in retirement? But you did mention, Eric, that some of these items in the SECURE Act do have to do with small businesses. Tell us how that could impact anybody with a small business and those employees.
Well, it's just there's like some small companies now can be combined for these multiple employer plans, MEP plans. Basically, what that allows you to do is be pulled in with several other companies and have a bigger plan and hopefully get a little bit, you know, better costs and scale. So that's pretty much the main benefit there is hopefully more smaller companies will do it. There's also supposed to be, if you've been working for a company for 3 years part-time, they're supposed to now allow you to be eligible in your 401k. You know, they're still working out all the little details and all that stuff. So, you know, so that might be some good changes there for especially the gig economy that we're in. It kind of depends. Now, if those people are independent contractors, they don't get a retirement plan at all. So they have to actually be W-2 employees. And there's a big fight in the state right now about, you know, are Uber and all these other people employees or not. So that may or may not help some of the part-time workers. If you're working part-time retail or something like that, yeah, then that's going to help you because then you're official employees. But if you're a 1099 person, yeah, it's not going to help as much. So again, this is always talking about a plan and figuring out, okay, how does this affect my plan? What does it look like in terms of my planning? So here at Heckman Financial, we create the blueprint to worry less wealth, where we have you worry less about taxes, less about having an income strategy for the rest of your life, less about market volatility going up and down, healthcare, legacy. We go over all those five items, figure out what course you're on right now, if there's any issues, and then we figure out, hey, if you make these changes, you know, this may help you out a lot. And that's up to you if you want to hire us or not to work with us. So again, if that's something you'd like to be take advantage of and really sit down and kind of take charge of your own financial future, all you have to do is give us a call or text us at 800-454-1184. You can text the word visit to set up a complimentary consultation. We'll go over that and your plan. And then it's up to you to take action or not. So again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com and you can book directly right there.
For more information on today's topic, call Eric Heckman, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184. Now, back to Wealth Creator Radio.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm. That means they will focus on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. That is their goal for you. So we're talking about the SECURE Act today. I want to pause, though, just a moment, and I want to get into a financial fail. This is something that Eric does every week with us so he can show us things not to do in our retirement. So what story do you have for us this week, Eric?
Yeah, well, this was a almost fail, I guess.
Okay. That counts.
Yeah. So one of the things going around a lot right now is it kind of ebbs and flows. And overfunded life insurance has been a great tool for a long, long time. I mean, I started in the business, in the life insurance business, in the 90s. And, life insurance has been around for 150 years. So it's nothing new. But some of the uses and some of the tax benefits, especially with the new tax laws, especially with actually the SECURE Act, even makes it more valuable. There's a lot of great benefits for life insurance, but like anything, there is no one financial vehicle that you put everything into and you're going to be perfectly fine. And, it's the one thing and, now we're set for life type of thing. I recently had somebody, he was being super pressured into this, and it was by somebody who just obviously looking out for some good commissions, but not really for him. And they were saying, oh, these tables were changing for the mortality costs. You go, come January 1st, so you got to act now. And this was like, literally, we were meeting the Friday before New Year's. So, between Christmas and New Year's, we were trying to figure this all out. And there was a change in the life insurance cost, but it wasn't very big and wasn't that meaningful. But what they were trying to do is they said, basically, take all your money, put it into one annuity, and then we'll take money from that. That's all his IRAs, 100% of everything he had, every single IRA, put it in one account, and that had some sort of income guarantee. And they were estimating it'd be $57,000. But then when you looked at the guaranteed amount, it was $17,000. So that's a pretty wide difference between $57,000 and $17,000 a year.
Big time.
And then they had him withdrawing money because he's over 60. So he could, over 59 and a half, you can take money out without a penalty. And so while he's still working, taking some money out, kind of like in essence, not a Roth conversion, but in a way it is because he's paying tax on some of his IRA money today to not have to pay tax later. And then, of course, they're funding all this life insurance with it. And then he's going to get this tax-free money from the life insurance. Well, a couple of things. After we sent me the initial documents, he'd figured this out himself that they forgot to take the taxes out.
Oh, my.
So, instead of taking out $18,000 a year, you needed to take out $24,000 to get $18,000. And that, of course, made the lifetime income a lot lower.
Right.
And then, of course, just the whole thing of you've got it all based on one insurance company performing in one annuity and one life insurance performing very well. That's your entire financial future. It's dependent on these two products doing excellent every single year. And that is not diversification. I mean, they were both tied to the stock market, so they could grow a little bit more than maybe some fixed interest stuff, but they're not going to grow huge. And there was some good tax benefits, but not to that extent. That was like super extreme level. And so anytime somebody's telling you to put everything in this thing or everything in this one because it's the newest and latest, and there's one guy who calls it the laser fund, and there's other people who call it all sorts of goofy stuff. And at least when I was doing my insurance license, all that stuff was illegal, but a lot of times the people who write these books or talk about these things don't have a license anymore, so they can kind of get away with it. So yeah, just be careful. Anytime somebody says put everything in this one thing, and then that's going to be your entire plan is just this one product or this one tool. Yeah, that's time when the BS meter should be going high.
Yeah, there you go.
the red flag meter, whatever.
Right. Okay. So almost financial fail. If you see a red flag. Or the, what do you call it? Well, I won't say it. The meter. The you-know-what meter going off. You can always get a second opinion, and that is what Eric does. He gives second opinions. So you can go in and see him at Wealth Creator Radio, and I want to give you his website and his phone number. Well, first, here's his phone number, 800-454-1184. If it's on the weekend, leave your name and your phone number. He'll get back with you. Set up a time to go in and see him and get that second opinion about maybe something that you're considering and you'd like to have another set of eyes look at it. Also, head to their website. Their website is wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com. We're talking about the Secure Act, the brand new Secure Act that sort of slipped into the law. There are some changes that are being made. So let's talk about this next one that is offered within our employer-sponsored plan. It's an annuity. Should we consider something like that?
Well, so this is, you know, another to be determined. But basically what happened was way back when, in the 80s and 90s, when the 401ks were just coming out, you always had a guaranteed investment contract as an option. And then you had a couple stock market ones. My favorite one was FMC, which is now United Defense. But back then, FMC had a guaranteed investment contract, a bond option, and a stock market option. That was their entire options for their 401k. Very simple, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stock, bond, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was in the roaring 90s when dot-coms were going crazy and everything else, the market was going crazy, the Vanguards, Fidelities of the world said, hey, insurance companies, why don't you get out of here? We'll, Mr. Employer, we'll take over your plan. We'll charge you less and just kick out this insurance company, and then we'll get all the assets. And that's basically what happened. So annuities and guaranteed stuff has been out of retirement plans inside a 401k or 403b, or, you know, well, 403bs actually still have a lot of the guaranteed options, but 457s, which are government plans, pretty much have been missing. And so the nice thing now is now they're finally saying, okay, you can add these back. We're not going to make you liable. That was the biggest problem with employers, is they didn't want to be liable for saying, hey, if we pick this insurance company and they're not as good as some other ones, or we can get sued by our employees and such. So, yeah, so they're going to start having some annuities, possibly. So
why do you say possibly?
Well, because a lot of them may still not want to do it, because they may still worry about being sued.
Okay,
and they still have to add it. So, you know, we don't know. Now, what is an annuity? I mean, why is this such a big deal, and why are they bringing these back? Well, what annuity does, which is different than investment, is annuity will guarantee your money for the rest of your life. And so once you have an annuity and it says you're going to pay out this much money, just like a pension would, it's going to keep paying and you're not going to run out. And there is tons and tons of academic research out there that says there's no way to retire without having some sort of guaranteed lifetime income. We're all living way too long. And so, you know, if you're going to retire for 30, 40 years, maybe, you need to have some money that's going to last as long as you last, right? So that's the big benefit of having that. Now, you can do annuities today, and you don't have to pick whatever annuity provider your company picks with your IRA money. I mean, there's a lot of great tools out there. You want to really watch out for the variable ones. Those are the ones that are invested in the stock market. Those with retirement dollars, just invest your dollars normally in the stock market. You don't need the annuity part. You know, there's no real reason for doing that other than somebody gets a commission. Beyond that, I'd say 95% of the time, those are not in the best interest, but they pass the suitability test that so many stockbrokers and commission brokers are under. So that's the part you want to watch out for. But if you're using like the fixed index ones, these are ones where they grow with the market, but they don't lose any value if the market goes down. And they're really, I classify them more as a bond alternative than really a stock market alternative. But they do have those lifetime guarantees. They do have, you know, income values that you can have for the paid out for you for the rest of your life. And so what I would be doing today is saying, okay, if I'm 5, 10, 15 years from retirement, I really do need to have some guaranteed lifetime income. And I can't wait to see if my employer is going to add it, what type of plan it'll be, how good will it be, how many options do I get, one to company to choose from. You know, there's a lot of stuff to be decided about that. So I would say just take some action now. And, you know, again, it has to be in a context of a plan. And so that, again, that's what we do here at Heckman Financial, is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we want you to worry less about retirement and more about having fun and enjoying your life. And really that comes down to a couple things. You have to have an income plan, a written income plan. How are you going to make sure that money lasts for the rest of your life? You need to have an investment plan. Where should those dollars be to get that income? Not just for accumulation, not for just building up that money, but how's it going to start paying out money when you get to retirement? Also taxes, you know, what tax buckets should you be putting money in? Should be doing Roth, other things, all those types of issues. healthcare, how are you going to get healthcare? How are you going to be able to afford to pay for it? Are there tools that can give you some long-term care benefits that don't cost you extra money? And there are. So there's some great things out there for that. And then who's going to get your money in the end? If you want to take advantage of that, there's no cost, no obligation. We just go through this initial meeting, find out what you're worried about. And then we have a second strategy meeting where we go over that blueprint and say, here's the path you're on. Here's some issues. Do you want to fix them? And then it's up to you, yes or no. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184. Or you can go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
For more information on today's topic, call Eric Heckman, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184. Now, back to Wealth Creator Radio.
Thanks for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric does this show weekly with the hope of answering your questions about retirement. Today, we're talking about the SECURE Act, things that you need to know. One of the new things that has happened is that the SECURE Act pushed back the age of required minimum distributions to age 72. Eric, what's the impact of this changing age for us?
Well, maybe nothing, maybe big, may be somewhere in between. So obviously it depends on your situation, right? So if you're somebody who was lucky enough to have a government pension or a corporate pension and you know you've got plenty of money and you don't need your retirement assets, then this is nice because you get to wait for a year and a half later before you have to start taking the money out and have to pay the tax. That's a benefit for those people. Now, a lot of people just needed to be taking out that money anyways. So, and they may have been starting to take it at, you know, 66, 67. So does that really matter? Probably not. Right. So, you know, one of the things that people do get messed up on is how does that all work? You know, how do you get this money out of there? And what do you have to do? The funny part is when you're 20, 30, 40, whatever, you know, you don't pay attention on how to, you know, how you're going to get the money out, what the rules are. All you usually know is I can't touch this for how long? 59 and a half. That's like ancient.
Yep.
Right. That's super old people. No.
That's me. That's,
yeah. I was just
me,
literally
Eric.
Doing a 401k enrollment with somebody who was 25. And I'm like, yeah, think back to your birth and till now and then add 10 more years. And that's when you can get this money back.
Think of that. Oh, yeah.
So just a little bit of ways. Yeah, so one of the things that we don't always pay attention to is, okay, as you get closer, you got to figure out, how do I get this money back out? What are the rules? What are the regulations? So the fours, as I like to call them, for lack of a better term, is the 401k, 403b, which is nonprofit typically, or education, and then 457s, which is government. All these four plans, all of them have their own specific required minimum distribution per account. So that's the big key, per account. So if you've I had a client, we were doing something where we wanted to take most of his money out of one 401k, but the problem was he turned 69 and a half with two 401ks. Well, why is 69 and a half make, you know, big deal? Well, now we would call it 71. Well, it's all based on the year before. So even though they moved the retirement age to 72, what your balances are at the age of 71 on December 31st is what is super critical. Okay. That's what dictates everything for your age 72 year withdrawal. So say you're turning 72 this year, you got to take money out. It would be all based on 12/31/2019. And if you had two 401ks last year and five IRAs, you have to take money from each of your 401ks, but for your IRAs, you can take it from one, two, three, four, five of them. You can play around with however much you want to do it. You have to take out the total dollar amount correctly. But say you had to take out 10 out of your 401ks and 20 out of your IRAs. If you took 30 out of your IRAs, you're going to have a penalty on your not taking the money from your 401k.
Oh my.
Because you have to take it from the actual one. So Main rule of thumb is to make life simpler, make life so much easier. Don't turn 71 now with anything in a 4 plan, a 401k, 403b, 457.
Okay.
You want those all switched to IRA. So that's one of the big issues, I think, with people in retirement isn't really knowing the age as much, but you know, knowing how to take it out and how to not mess it up. And, you know, really that's the biggest thing. And you know, one of the things that, you know, we can get into that a little bit more, but, you know, is the penalty is 50%. So it's huge. So you don't want to mess this up. And, you know, and so that's one of the things that you want to do is really know about what's going to happen in retirement. Know, you know, what should I be planning on? And so one of the things we've come up with is actually a checklist for people to say, hey, these are the items I should make sure I have all planned and taken care of. So just like go in the grocery store, you say, hey, I need this, I need this. And you hopefully don't go there hungry and just buy a bunch of extra junk. or like going to Costco and you know, they're giving you all the samples and then you're buying stuff, or you go in the middle where the middle section's
the
never
candy.
Stuff you want to buy. well, it's just all the other junk and interesting things. And then you go, oh, I need that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So no, having that checklist will make sure you don't mess up things. And retirement is one of those things where you can mess up a trip to a grocery store. You don't want to mess up a trip to retirement, because you only get one of those trips typically. So,
that's for sure.
Yeah. So if you want to copy the checklist, all you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yes, wealthcreatorradio.com. That's where you can find out all about Eric and his team there. In fact, they hold many events throughout the year, so you can sign up for them. Find out those details on their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Wealthcreatorradio.com, that's where you can go to sign up for these events. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is right here in the Silicon Valley. We're talking about the new Secure Act, and you just mentioned the penalties if we don't follow those required minimum distribution, those RMD rules. You said they were 50%?
Yeah, so that's a crazy, crazy tax penalty. So there's nothing else in the tax code I know of that has such a steep and brutal penalty. So they ain't joking when they're talking about that. So I always tell people 50 and then 50, because sometimes they think 15. No. 50. So if the government, you know, so roughly it's about 4% is how much you have to take out when you hit now 72. And so say you had $100,000 in an IRA, that means you need to take out about $4,000. If you don't take out that $4,000, it's a $2,000 penalty. But wait, there's more. You don't just get that. If you don't act now, we will also throw in the taxes for the next year. Oh. So in other words, you didn't take out the four. So next year they find that out. Oh, hold it. You messed this up. You didn't take out the $4,000. So we're going to tax you $2,000 penalty, but you still take out the $4,000. And we're going to charge a tax on that.
Oh my
goodness.
So tax
on 4,000, roughly maybe $1,000. So yeah, you're going to lose 75-80% of your money if you don't take that money out. So don't mess this up.
Yeah.
You know? So now there is sometimes you can appeal. Sometimes, like if there was some sort of clerical error or something, you know, the government usually is, believe it or not, the IRS is actually fairly nice about this, that if there is some sort of plausible reason you messed up one time, then they'll let you slide typically. You know, there's a form you have to fill out, a whole process you have to go through, but if you do it multiple times, no way.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely want to have this set up. You want to make sure that's coming out. And so one of the things that, you know, I'm always talking to people about is the waves of taxes in retirement. So depending on when you retire, right? So if you're retiring, say 62, 65, whatever, once you go from work to retirement, you have no income, right? Maybe you've got money in a savings account or someplace else. Then you turn on Social Security. So maybe you're turning on at 66 or 67. So now you've got some baseline of income, which means you're going to have some baseline of taxes. Well, once you hit 72, you'll definitely have Social Security on, because Social Security is no value waiting past 70. And then at 72, you have to be taking this money out. So once you hit 72, you're going to have a lot higher tax bracket. So you may not want to wait that long to be taking some of that money out, and you may need to take some of that out now. But again, that only can be figured out with a plan, you know, and so that's what we do here at Heckman Financial is we'll actually help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we can figure out what's the best way to have an income plan, where should that money be invested, but when should I be paying the taxes, and how do I pay the least tax over my lifetime, not just 1 year? Taxes are on sale right now, so you got to take action. And then look at the healthcare and legacy issues. And that's all the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And it's something we do for you. No cost, no obligation. All you got to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online for an in-person or phone or video meeting at wealthcreatorradio.com.
For more information on today's topic, call Eric Heckman, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184. Now, back to Wealth Creator Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. What were you doing 27 years ago? That's a long time. He's a certified financial planner. He's also a chartered financial consultant. Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice. The SECURE Act is changing strategies for passing down money to our beneficiaries and our loved ones. So tell us about this stretch IRA, first of all. What is it? And then we're going to get into the changes that are happening.
So, well, the stretch IRA, which we mentioned a little bit earlier, is initially that IRA or that retirement money was meant for your lifetime that you saved up. And then after you pass away, you could leave it to your, you know, you typically your adult children, or could be a niece, nephew, whoever, and then they could stretch it over their lifetime. And so it was a great way to have somebody leave behind not just a nice asset, but one that could kind of pay income for 20, 30 to 40 years. Now with the SECURE Act, that's dead. So now that only option is if somebody dies in now, 2020, by 2030, 10 years, you got to have that account drained out, all taxes paid. So, you know, if you inherited $500,000 in a retirement account, all of a sudden you've got at least $50,000 more of income to pay tax on every single year. Whereas under the old law, maybe, I don't know, maybe you'd have about $8,000 or something to pay tax on, or depends on the formula, could have been maybe, you know, $20,000 of income. I mean, a lot smaller number. And obviously that means that money's going to be gone if you have to spend it down over 10 years. So that means all the investment earnings and stuff will very cut short. So tax-wise, you're going to have to really watch out, because there's going to be a lot more tax issues for most people, because typically when you inherit, more than not, you're still working. Yeah. So if you think about most people when they're inheriting money, they're often doing it in their 50s and 60s from their parents who are in their 80s or 90s. And so, yeah, you're going to be getting this money right at your peak earning years, have to be paying all the tax on it. And, you know, there's not much you can do from it. You know, if you're leaving to, I mean, there are some exceptions to the being able to stretch it. Now, if you're, you know, if you're inheriting it, it's from your spouse, you can roll it over to your own. There, you know, that was kind of under the old plan too. So that there's no change there.
Okay.
If you're leaving it to a minor child, if they inherit it, they can stretch it over their lifetime until they're no longer a minor. Once they hit 18 or 21, then they have to pay it out over that 10-year time frame. So that one's even goofier and crazier to figure out.
Yeah.
Nothing like having something super complicated to leave to
an 18-year-old.
Well, initially, probably a 10-year-old say, here, figure this out. And then once you're 18 or 20, here, you know, you guys start taking all this money out. And then there's a very bizarre one, which is if you leave money to somebody who's less than 10 years younger than you, then they can roll it over and not have to pay it all out, which is, you know, I don't know. I guess if you're leaving it to your brother or sister, that'd be probably about the only times you'd see that.
But what about your children? Not the same?
If you're leaving it to your adult children, non-minor children, then no, they have to pay it out over 10 years.
Okay.
So it's very strange in terms of who's inheriting and some of those little things. I mean, there are some nice things where, like, if somebody's, say if it's a special needs person or a disabled person, that's the child that is inheriting it, then they can stretch it out over their lifetime. So there are some options. Okay. There are some at least nice benefits to that they left in there. But yeah, for most people, it's going to be close out that account. Now, the weird part is you don't have to close it out until the 10th year. So you could take it all out 1 year, but that'd be a really bad tax year.
Very high, yeah.
So there's going to be a little bit more strategy there. It also means that IRAs and 401ks were the worst asset to leave behind. Now they're like 10 times worse than the worst. Mm-hmm. So goodness. It's kind of like what the kids say, yours is worse than my worst. It makes no sense, but yeah, it's gotten really, really bad. So yeah, there's a thing called step up in basis. So if you leave behind a house or stock portfolio that's in a normal account or, pretty much anything else, it all gets marked to the market value at date of death or stepped up to that value. Not IRAs. You got to pay all the taxes on it. And now you have to pay them very fast. So what this may mean is it might be time to change some of your beneficiaries, how you lay out things. Maybe leaving your IRA money more to charities and leaving your other assets to, your loved ones. There's a lot of things where maybe you want to be taking some of that money out and funding a life insurance policy that would be then income tax free, and you wouldn't have to worry about those taxes for your beneficiary. So there's a lot of changes that people should be thinking about. And really, if you're trying to leave more of a legacy, there's a lot that you should be changing or rethinking and redoing the plan on. If you could care less about who gets the money, then probably don't have to change as much, right? But you do have to watch out how much tax you're going to pay. And I think that's probably the biggest thing is most people don't know what's going on in retirement in terms of taxes. And this is going to be a big tax change for a lot of people. So one of the things we do actually have is a report called the Tax Strategies for Retirement. It's only 10 or 15 pages, real fast read. It's normal stuff, not accounting lingo. So, if that's something you want to get a copy of, that's something we can send you right away. All you got to do is text the word tax to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who is very well known right here in the San Jose area. He's a speaker. He's an author of the book Worry Less Wealth. And he's been around for 27 years now in the business, helping people have remarkable retirements. So we're talking about the SECURE Act and things that you need to know. Eric, can you go over some of the major policy changes in the SECURE Act again? Just sort of reiterate them, recap.
The two biggest ones for most people is the fact that not 70 and a half, now 72 is when you have to take your money out. So that was kind of the big one. And then the biggest effect is beneficiaries, how they're going to have to cash in the thing over 10 years, not over their lifetime. So that's going to be a big, big change. There are some other little provisions in here, 529 plans. So 529 plans are college savings accounts. Now you can actually use that to pay down $10,000 of student debt. If you had 529 money left over, you could, pay down the student debt. The only weird or oddity about that is, why would you have taken a loan if you had 529 money?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only thing where that could kind of come into play is if you had multiple children and say you were, saving some 529 for another child, and then maybe they got a scholarship or went to a cheaper school, you could, use those funds to pay off the loan that you may have taken out for another child who went to a more expensive one or something. But for most people, you're not going to have a 529 plan balance and still have student loans. So that's one of those, hey, we're going to do this great thing to help people pay down their debt. And it's like, this really probably doesn't apply to many people of any, at all, if even any. I think it does really help shift the attention to having annuities and the fact that the Fidelities and Vanguards of the world have really kind of done us a disservice in saying, hey, just put it all in the market, put it all in the market, and you'll do fine. Well, in the 2000 decade, the S&P had, in essence, zero growth. So Yeah, if you put money in at the beginning of the decade and the end of the decade and you only had an S&P, you would have done horrible. Whereas the last decade, it went up about, 400% almost. So, which decade did you get to retire in?
Yeah.
Did you get lucky or unlucky? So if you got unlucky, you might now have wished you had an annuity, but if you don't have an annuity that's going to pay you a lifetime income, well, then what do you do, right? Because it's too late. So at least now, by bringing up the fact that we should be having, some sort of lifetime income, I think that's a great idea. You can do it today with your IRA money and your just regular funds. You don't have to wait till your company imposes something. And odds are it's going to be probably a pretty plain vanilla one. I'm guessing it would be added to most 401ks. So, that's something where, yes, you should probably be taking action. You should, if you're especially 55 plus, you need to have some money in something guaranteed. And most annuities are going to probably be outpacing bonds right now by 1 to 2 to maybe 3% more earnings. So great option to lower your actual risk and have more guarantees and probably increase your actual total returns most likely, with the annuities. So, that's something where, again, it should go into a part of an overall plan. So if you want to find out what you're worried about and sit down with us and talk, we can kind of have that worry less wealth discussion, create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we go over your income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan, all rolled into one. We'll show you what course you're headed on, tell you what issues you might need to address, and then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, no cost or obligation to do that. All you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can book that either video, in person, or phone appointment online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
For more information on today's topic, call Eric Heckman, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184. Now, back to Wealth Creator Radio.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. He's also author of the book Worry Less Wealth. And this is a book that he wrote to open our eyes to all the things that are available for us to have a remarkable retirement. And in the book, he helps us see warning signs in our own planning before trouble begins. He teaches us to discover how we can worry less. That's pretty much what the show is all about. When you go in to see Eric, you can get this book complimentary. Today, we've been talking about the Secure Act and the changes that it means for us in our retirement. But like we always do at the end of our show, Eric, I like to end it on a positive note. Give us a wealth success story, please.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is just about a client that, did what you're supposed to do, right? Yeah, started saving in multiple locations and, has IRAs, has 401ks, but started realizing that there should be some more alternative stuff and other options. So, we started funding some overfunded life insurance where we took some money out for about 5 years, funded a plan, and now he's retired. And the cool thing is he retired, at 65 when he had Medicare, but he didn't turn on Social Security. He's waiting for that because that way he gets that 8% mm-hmm. increase every year after, 66 and on.
Right.
And so how do you retire, though, if you don't have any income, right? So he's taking a little bit from IRAs, a little bit from savings, but he also has this life policy that we bought a long time ago, and now he's taking tax-free income that's been coming out of there. And so it's keeping his tax rate, at a nice lower level, and it allowed him to retire earlier without having to worry about a lot of different things. And again, it's just one of these things where having a plan, having things looked at, often by somebody who specializes in this versus just somebody who sells you stuff is mm-hmm. so critical. And, and it's been a really great way just to see how these, things come alive and how they change over time. And really what you want to do here is you really want to, be looking at, how are things changing? How's your plan changed? Have you done an update to your plan? What type of action do you need to take and so forth? So, really, that's what we're talking about here is just to be able to stay up to date on everything. You have to have somebody looking at that every year for you. If that's something you want to take action on and have a free visit with us and no costs, you know, then that's what we're here for. You all have to do is give us a call and or text us the word visit, and we'll set up a time, no cost, no obligation. Again, text us the word visit, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Text the word visit. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online at wealthcreatorradio.com and you can book directly there. Thanks for listening. As always, you can listen to us online, or you can even say, hey, Google or Alexa, play Wealth Creator Radio. But with that, we'll be back next week. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. For more information on this program, call 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184. Or visit wealthcreatorradio.com. Join us again next week for Wealth Creator Radio, right here on this station.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are not necessarily those of this radio station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.